This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Beijing, the cauldron at the Bird's Nest Stadium is blazing again, lit by a one-legged Chinese high jumper who used a pulley to haul himself on his wheelchair to the top of the stadium to ignite the flame. The Paralympic Games are in high gear. 4,000 disabled athletes from 148 countries competing in everything from sitting volleyball to wheelchair rugby to pentathlon. Stephen Wade is covering as many events as humanly possible for the Associated Press. He joins us from Beijing. And Stephen, today you went to wheelchair rugby. Tell me about that.
I think it's my favorite sport already. Four people on a court in wheelchairs bashing into each other. Very fast, very high scoring. You know, lots of testosterone. It's surprising that, you know, men are men, so it doesn't make any difference what they're quadriplegic, but there's plenty of testosterone. It's like, you know, like stock car racing out there.
Testosterone and lots of tattoos, I bet, on that U.S. team.
Lots of tattoos, lots of testosterone, and a little attitude, too.
We know it as Murder Ball from the movie about the U.S. team, and today it was the U.S. against China. New to the sport, China.
Yeah, the Chinese coach said they've only been at it for a year, and they were a little bit outflanked by the Americans. The Americans used some clever American football tactics, blocking, smashing. They could use a little more practice time, the Chinese. The Americans overwhelmed them, basically.
Final score?
65-30.
Stephen, this is, I gather, the first Paralympics that you've covered, and the range of athletes, the range of disabilities with which they're competing is quite striking. Anything from athletes who are blind to double amputees to athletes with cerebral palsy.
Yeah, if you're walking around the Olympic Village, it's quite striking. There's, you know, athletes, sometimes without prostheses, sometimes with them, in wheelchairs, guide dogs around. China, I think, has had a rule against guide dogs, but they let them in here. There is a special atmosphere, although it's dwarfed by the Olympics. The Olympics is simply so much bigger and there's so much more attention to it. So somehow these athletes, even though they're quite exceptional, can be lost in this gigantic city of Beijing in the wake of the Olympics.
Tell us about some of the top athletes who have gotten a lot of attention in these games.
Well, attention by me. One is Esther Vergeer, who is a Dutch wheelchair tennis player. She has won 348 games in a row. She goes for the gold medal, I think, Sunday. She is unbelievable, and nobody can touch her. And the top four women in the world are all Dutch. So the Dutch have tremendous power for some reason in wheelchair tennis. The other big athlete is Erin Popovich, who's an American swimmer who has won four gold medals already. This weekend, she's likely to win two more. I think she won seven in Greece and six in Sydney. So she's approaching 16 or 17 medals.
Take that, Michael Phelps.
Yeah, she is the Michael Phelps, I think, of this U.S. swim team.
I was interested to read about one controversy that's come up, and that has to do with an Irish soccer player, Derek Malone, who was to compete on the seven-on-a-side soccer team. All the players have cerebral palsy, and it was determined that he was not disabled enough to be on the team.
This is a strange one. He told us yesterday that he basically had trained through some of his palsy so that he, by being very, very fit, he'd overcome a lot of the handicaps, but the people in seven-a-side decided that he was too fit. He was too agile, so he's been ruled out.
And the classification system for all of these sports is very complicated. They're tested and judged in terms of their disability, and they said, ultimately, you can't play. They sent him home.
Yeah, they did. You know, we had positive drug tests here, too. We had four athletes who, in pre-competition testing, were found to have taken steroids, and they've been sent home. So just like the Olympics, I think we had six positive tests in the Olympics, and we had dozens before. In this event, we've had four in pre-competition. So the cheats even work in Paralympic sports.
Sure. What would a games be without a doping scandal?
What would they be?
Well, Stephen Wade of the Associated Press talking with us from Beijing about the Paralympic Games. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Melissa.